Darling, this is a little weird. No, this isn't just a little weird. This is a lot weird. Now, I have a fairly high tolerance for weird. I mean, weird. I mean, a singing tea. I'm just a little overwhelmed. I mean, I've lived with weird. I mean, the castle was wonderful. You know, I love the castle, but the singing tea set and the furniture and the library and the roses, it was all a little bit strange. But I was fine with it. I thrived. I loved it. It was amazing. I danced. I sung with the tea set. And that's something I never thought I would say or do. But I thrived. I coped. I adapted. And then there was falling in love with you. A beast. That was unexpected. And again, very strange and extremely weird. But not, no, you're not weird. I just mean our courtship was unusual. Everything was weird. And I loved it all. I love you. I loved you when you were a beast. I love you now. I adore you. And I knew that things were going to change. I mean, the spell was broken. And of course things would change, but I didn't think we would wake up in a castle with no furniture. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm glad that they're all human again. And I'm glad that it was kind of weird telling my father how I was spending my days singing and dancing with crockery and cutlery and furniture. And it was weird. And I'm glad that everyone is back to being human and everyone's happy and it's wonderful. It's just, this is weird. This is, I mean, waking up in your arms, even though it was on the cold stone floor, really hard cold stone floor, it was wonderful. I mean, opening my eyes and seeing your face, seeing your smile, it was perfect. And then my back started hurting and I realised I was freezing, and then you pulled me close to warm me up and it was lovely. And I won't deny that I am gasping for a cuppa, but this is not quite how I expected to spend our first day together. Our first full day together. I mean, are you sure we're safe here? It's just weird. It's weird here. It's just super weird, and I don't understand any of these names. I mean, the furniture has names. The rugs have names. The cutlery and crockery have names. Are you sure they're not people? We can't really buy them if they're people, can we? I mean, surely that would be really, 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 really wrong, given that we just broke a spell. And I mean, are they people? Is IKEA a cursed land? Why are you laughing? Well, I'm not being ridiculous! Look around! Are you sure they're not people? I mean, I walked into a table and I felt so bad and I apologised, but that she didn't say anything, or he, I don't know, and I don't want them to think that I'm rude. But I mean, they look like they've got, well, they don't sound like they're from around here, but I'm in their kingdom, so I'm not from around here, and maybe they think I'm really rude. Oh my god, I am so rude. I'm so sorry. I'm apologising to the mirror. Well, I've been... It's not a person. Are you sure? It's not under a spell. It's just a furniture shop. Just normal furniture? I mean, I think you'll understand why I have a few doubts, and... Well, I just... Don't get me wrong. I loved the castle. I just... You know, it was kind of... I was in love with a beast. I was singing with a teapot and a candelabra, and it was... I was dancing without falling over, so it was all a little bit unusual, because you're going to discover that I'm very, very clumsy. You notice that when I fell over. Well, it was... There was a step. There wasn't a step. I'm a little bit clumsy. Very clumsy. It's a miracle I can walk in a straight line. And, is that why you were laughing at me? Because I was knocking into things and apologising. Oh, it's adorable. You think I'm adorable? Adorable. No. Okay, you can call me that, but only you, and only because I love you. I was just checking out the furniture, wasn't laughing. Okay, they're not people. Okay, they're not people. It's just furniture. So this is just a big furniture store. It's a bit intimidating, and I mean, I lost you, and I panicked because obviously I've only had you for a little while, and I didn't know that there were arrows on the floor. I mean, just, I thought it was the cursed dictatorship of people turned into furniture. Well, when you say it like that, it does sound ridiculous, but, you know, we've been living in a castle full of furniture that sings, and my life is so weird. So, so weird. What? Oh no, I love it. It's just, sometimes weird can be overwhelming, but it's wonderful. And I've got you. And I love you. It's just... You're going to laugh. And it's not Adora Bell. Oh, that is bad. I haven't really felt at home for a long time. I mean, with my stepsisters and my stepmother, and that wasn't home anymore. And then I came to the castle, and at first it was so awkward, and you were hateful. You weren't hateful, you were just adorable and awkward, but I was hateful. I was rude, and I'm sorry. But then it became home. Eating dinner with you, spending time in the library, it was home. And now, that's gone. And I hadn't had a home for so long, and I'm so happy that you're human again. I love you so much. I'm just waiting for something to go wrong. And waking up on that cold floor this morning, I panicked, and I don't know what to do now. We'll make a new home. That is probably the sweetest thing that anyone has ever said to me. So this home, it definitely won't have furniture that used to be people. Good. So you're absolutely sure that no one here, Okay, it's just furniture. Okay. So I don't have to apologize to it when I... Okay, good. So, I'm fine. I am absolutely fine. I'm just... You know something that will make me feel so much better, do you? Close my eyes. Are you going to turn into a beast? I mean, I could totally go for that. I'm just going to just pretend I didn't say that. Shut up. Oh, you're so annoying. So I'll just close my eyes and you're not going to run and hide, are you? Because I opened up a cupboard and someone jumped out at me and apparently people play hide and seek here, which I thought was rude because I thought the furniture was people and, okay, so I'm just going to close my eyes and I'm just going to grab hold of you so you can't get away. There is no escape. Not now that you're mine. And, okay. So, are we here? Can I open my eyes? Can I? Okay, fine. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Teapots and teacups and there's so many of them and sugar bowls and milk jugs and are you buying me a t-shirt? You're buying me a t-shirt? And they're not gonna sing to me. Oh God, you know how long it is since I've had a silent cuppa in the morning. I just want silence so I can appreciate the tea, and I haven't been able to do that because they would always sing and I didn't want to be rude, and I can just be quiet and I can just... You're the best. I love you and I'm so happy. What? I'm not a doorbell. Oh. But teapots! Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Teaspoons! I know, I'm strange. I am so strange. But it works.